Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show tonight.
Oh, some sad news out today, Dom. England.
Yeah.
They need our help.
They're in trouble.
They need their little brother or sister, Australia, to come to their aid.
Are we a sibling or are we... I always thought we were kind of like a child.
No, sibling.
Sibling? All right, well, that
all countries are siblings.
Yeah, that's true.
In the family of the world. And the sun is a parent, which is confusing because usually a sun is a child.
And is the moon... So the sun and the moon are the parents?
No, the moon's a cousin. Come on, keep up with it.
I feel like I'm in a primary school class explaining the solar system. But what a world we'd live in if every country just considered each other a sibling.
Well, that's what's happening tonight, Dom, because England's in trouble.
Mm.
They need our help.
Yep.
They're dealing with something at the moment that Australia is in a unique position to help out on.
Is Warnie over there for a bit?
Warnie's always over there, I think.
Not as much since him and Liz Hurley broke up.
Okay.
I think that's diminished a little bit.
But before we hit 11 o'clock tonight, we may need your help to help England.
So get the Union Jack flags out. It's our time to come to England's service. We'll get there shortly.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Somebody's life may be about to change forever.
We're giving away $1 million.
Idea!
Imagine what you could do with $1 million worth of...
ideas.
From us to you, tax-free. It's Zach's $1 million.
Idea! That's right, Dom. Some radio shows give away $1 million, but where are those shows when you run out of that money?
Mm.
That's why we give away $1 million idea. You can take that idea and make as much money as you want. So 131060, if you would like this week's $1 million idea, give us a call.
So basically, you've come up with what you claim to be $1 million idea, and so you give the rights away to that completely. Somebody could take your idea and go to Shark Tank with it, couldn't they?
I hope they do.
Because they've got the rights now.
Well, actually, why go to Shark Tank? Because you already have $1 million idea.
That's
you don't
true.
Need their help.
That's a good point. Sorry, stupid decision to me. What's the $1 million idea? What sphere are we working in this week?
Well, you know what's annoying if you have contacts or glasses?
Yeah.
Is driving. Because not only do you have to worry about driving, but you got to worry about remembering your glasses or your contacts.
What do you mean?
And it's really, you just want to relax sometimes, and you want to have a break from remembering your glasses.
I think I know where you're going. And if you're going where I think you're going, this actually might be $1 million idea.
Hit the drum roll.
Okay.
Prescription windshields.
Okay.
So
all right.
The windshield of your car, the glass that you look through, you just make that out of the stuff they make your glasses out of.
For the first time in Million Dollar Idea, I am wholeheartedly on board with you.
Yep.
How has nobody done this? Mm. I mean, this is my only question. How expensive is that glass?
I don't know. Haven't looked into it.
We don't
have to look into the nitty gritty. That's not our job. Our job is just to look up the idea.
There's also potential problems, I imagine, if somebody else drives your car, or will it hurt?
Yeah, how often does that happen, though? How often does someone else drive your car?
Not often.
Rarely.
But might it hurt the eyes of the passenger looking out the windscreen?
Well, they're not driving, though. Or you could do half.
Do half and half.
Yeah.
That's not bad. All right, so prescription. And what I guess the way you're thinking about it is you take your car to a dealership and you'd say, I'm a plus 30 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's plus 30. It's probably a bit high. That's SPF, I think. And they'll just put on the custom windscreen for you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, this is a really good idea. Are you sure you want to give this away?
Yep. It's all yours. 131060.
Wow. Okay.
Can you imagine drive-thrus across the country? If you wear glasses, you don't have to look out the window. You don't have to pull your glasses down. You'll be able to read Big Mac from 40 meters away.
Will you do it for all the windows of the car or just the windscreen?
Depends on your budget.
Fair call. Fair call. Stupid question for me. All right. Well, if you would like the 100% signed over intellectual property rights to what do we call them? Prescription windscreens.
Yeah.
Yours to keep, yours to do what you want with. 131060.
Romy in Melbourne. Do you want this idea, Romy?
I certainly do.
What do you think about it? Are you a glasses wearer yourself?
Yes, I'm a glasses wearer. And I feel like because I'm still young, I have the opportunity of a lifetime to be able to see through my window without wearing glasses all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine that could be sense. That could be the marketing for it. Could be something about seeing clearly through windows.
Oh my gosh, you could play the "I Can See Clearly Now" song in the ad.
Yeah, that's good. Gone. See, that's good. This is how ideas get going.
It's not bad.
They start as a small ball,
yeah,
and then they snowball.
All right, we'll stay on the line, Romy. We have James in Brisbane on 131060. James, you have a potential issue that you can see with this one.
What happens if your friend happens to need to borrow your car and he doesn't need glasses?
Well, this is what we were just chatting about, James. James has touched on the same point I had, Zach, and yeah. I'm not sure you've properly explored this. Mm. What if your friend borrows the car and suddenly it's a driving hazard? They can't see out the windscreen.
It's very simple. Mm. You have a pair of glasses in your car that makes their normal sight worse.
Hang on, hold on a second.
So there's a pair of glasses that they put on, which makes their sight worse. So then when they look through the prescription windscreen, they're returned to normal sight.
Does that come with it, or is that a separate product?
No, that comes with it.
Okay. But I just feel like you've just complicated the problem, because now you need glasses again.
No, you don't. As the glasses wearer, the non-glasses wearer who gets in to drive the car then has to put glasses on.
Sure.
The tables have turned, and it's now good for glasses wearers.
So it's revenge of the glasses wearers.
Sandy in Newcastle. Are you on board?
Yeah, I love your ideas, guys.
Thanks, Sandy.
I love it.
Are you a glasses wearer yourself, Sandy?
I am, just recently.
Okay.
But I want to take your idea. I want to run with it.
Yep.
Instead of having the prescription glass, I'd like to have a prescription tint.
Yep. So you've got a bit of a sunglasses vibe to it as well.
Yeah, so you can go and get, tint put on your windows. Why can't you get prescription tint on your windows?
Yeah, great idea.
That's not bad.
Double whammy.
Not bad.
Yeah, and hey, insurance reasons, nobody else drives your car, mate.
Oh, you can't be stolen.
Oh, that's true. That's a bonus.
So
that
if someone comes and gets into your car and they start to drive away, have you ever looked into someone else's glasses?
That's so true.
You can barely walk.
That's so true.
Makes you dizzy.
That's a great...
I mean, they are going to crash your car pretty soon. So your car's going to be damaged, but it won't get stolen.
It won't get stolen. People will get in the car and be like, I've stolen the wrong flipping car. All right, well, you have three potential people here, Zach, whose lives you could change forever.
I think I know.
Your decision?
There was one person who had enthusiasm that I think the product needs to get pushed over the line.
All right, Zach is about to give the million-dollar idea to...
Congratulations, Romy from Melbourne! The million-dollar idea is all yours!
Yes! Wow, Romy, you said this could be a complete life changer for you, that you are young. It could set you on a trajectory for life. I imagine, have you got a job to quit, a uni course to drop out of?
Oh my God, so many options.
I think, Romy...
no longer. I literally just came from babysitting and they paid me double, but this is going to pay me quadruple.
Yeah,
well,
will.
In just a few weeks' time, I believe that you're going to be travelling home from babysitting in a Ferrari that's going to be fitted... with prescription windscreens.
Congratulations, Romy. Another millionaire on the show tonight.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Bit of a tough time in England at the moment, Zach. They are going through, and you might have seen the story around, quite a massive heat wave, and they're not coping very well with it.
Does it get hot in England, does it? Because when I was in England, it was quite cool, and from what I know... It doesn't really get that hot.
You just had to drop in that you've been overseas. Congratulations. We haven't all been to the UK. You're doing well.
Well, let me report for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's good to know. No, this is... I didn't know it got very hot there either, but apparently it's been so hot with their heat waves that they've declared a government emergency of sorts. The government warning's gone out.
So what are we talking? How hot?
So
I would imagine... Yep. It's like Australia's heat waves, we're talking mid-40s, pushing high 40s.
Well, they've recorded the highest temperature that they've had in the whole country this year, was recorded the other day. It got as hot as 33 degrees. 33 degrees. Now, and can I be clear, 33 degrees isn't like what everyone was having. That was the extreme recording. You know how sometimes they'll get like in the outback Queensland, it's like 52 or something.
Yeah.
That was their extreme recording.
I think sometimes in summer in Australia, it doesn't go below 33.
Well,
there can be weeks on end where it doesn't dip under that.
I've looked into this. Apparently a government warning goes out in England if it's going to be 30 degrees during the day and 15 degrees at night 2 days in a row.
15 degrees at night?
I know, right?
This, I remember it being 30 degrees at night last summer in Australia.
We would be in mourning all summer long at this rate.
That's winter.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Some people, some lawmakers in the UK are saying that the government needs to get people to stay home from work, that it's risky to go outside. Basically, this is like maybe late spring in Australian weather. But they're not coping with it very well, Zach. And our hearts go out to them because obviously knowing heat waves, actual heat waves here in Australia, I mean, we know what it's like when it's hot. Yeah. And if they think this is hot, I'm guessing it must be a difficult time.
Apparently, some of the English celebrities, though, Dom, are finding it particularly difficult.
It's a sad day across England. As Harry Styles reports what the temperature might reach.
I don't know. Maybe, like, at least 30, yeah, maybe upwards.
So harsh. All across England, people are terrified. Adele really struggled last time it hit just 25 degrees.
I couldn't remember who I was. I was lost, you know, with, like, milk in my hair and stuff like that, and tripping over my breasts and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, who am I?
And our hearts go out to our poor little red-headed friend, Ed Sheeran, who talks about the last time he went in direct sunlight.
I passed out. I was like shaking because it was really bad. It's like one of the worst pains I've had. I was shaking and then I passed out.
From us to you, England, we hope you make it through this heat wave, or as we call it in Australia, a Tuesday morning.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Australian keyboard warrior.
While Australian Ninja Warrior looks for the fittest person in the country, Dom, here at Australian Keyboard Warrior, we're looking for the angriest commenter on the internet.
Look, there's so much competition. I mean, I know that Australian Ninja Warrior only takes the fittest, the most supreme athletes. Australian Keyboard Warrior, though, I mean, you've got the whole country to pick from.
We've been through all the internet's comments and we have this week's top three winners, Dom.
Wow, what an honour.
In bronze position tonight, we have Darren commenting on the Yarra trams.
When will tram drivers receive smart new uniforms? They look tired and unkempt at the moment. It seems to me that some drivers do not have pride in their job. Melbourne has the biggest tram network in the world. Make it look good. Get these drivers to be more proud to drive the trams.
How proud do you have to be?
It's a fair call, Darren. I mean...
Oh, have you been calling for this, have you?
I thought for a long time that generally the country's public transport units could use new uniforms.
What does a driver have to do before each fare? Stand up and pledge an ode
I'm not saying
the trip.
I mean, they don't need a cravat or anything, but just at least iron the shirt. I mean, I've been on a few buses where I'm not sure those shirts have been ironed in the last decade.
You're just a fan of the train hat, aren't you? And you want more people to wear those.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Darren. That's for that to be beaten, if that's only bronze, wow.
In second place this week, we have Kate with a complaint about Coles.
Coles, why do your stores have so many aisles? Not happy. Going to Woolworths now, never again.
This person was upset that Coles had too many aisles.
Have Coles recently increased the number of aisles they have?
I don't think so.
So,
but also there's only a certain... you have to fit things in somehow. So if you have less aisles, the aisles will be longer. Then you'll be complaining that the aisles are too long.
And is Woolworths known for having less aisles?
They're fresh food people and less aisles. Their tagline.
How many fewer aisles do you reckon there are in Woolworths?
None. They have the same, surely.
That is a bizarre one. What an unusual thing to get angry about.
I've never heard someone upset that that a shop had too much selection.
That's it.
There's too much to pick from.
Well, you know what? I reckon Coles power brokers will be terrified hearing that.
Our winner, though, this week, Dom, taking out the gold position, is Sam, who left this review of the Sydney Royal Botanic Gardens.
Great.
A great disappointment. Like any garden, it should be relaxing and quiet. This one is like a playground with screaming groups of kids, trucks and cars driving past, people talking loud, people everywhere, the loud sounds of the city. Nearly impossible to enjoy a flower with such noise. Is it a zoo or a royal botanical garden?
Well, that's going to be hard to beat this whole year. That's
Have you ever heard? You know, if your neighbour's making too much noise.
That's it.
And you say, like, oh, I'm trying to sleep down here or something.
Yeah.
Has your neighbour ever yelled out, I'm trying to enjoy a flower down here! Can we have some peace and quiet?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, my mum has... Look, she's made a choice about music she's into that certainly has surprised the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
My mum, Judy, you know, mother of adult children at this stage of her life. Probably you'd expect someone like that to maybe to listen to music from like the 70s, the 80s, maybe classical music even. Maybe ABC Classical FM.
What's she rocking in her headphones now, Dom?
Well, she was saying to me and my brother and his girlfriend the other day, she's like, I'm really into this song at the moment. Have you guys heard of Drake? And I said... I had heard of Drake. Now, I thought maybe there's a different Drake. Maybe there's a Drake they're playing a lot of on the ABC.
Yeah, there was a Drake in the 70s, maybe.
Yeah, maybe there was, right? And she said, no, there's this song they play in The Hairdresser. I'll bring it up for you on Spotify.
Hmm.
So there's so much going on in this story for my mum that I just didn't know how to handle. And she plays this song by the Drake we all know and love.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay.
Too Good by Drake and Rihanna, I think.
What, your mum's into this?
She loves it. She says it's her favourite song at the moment. Yep. She doesn't quite know the lyrics, but she hums along with the tune whenever it comes on.
Yep.
She said that she's considering following Drake on Instagram, her latest update. Now, this is not what you'd expect from my mum.
No, especially because you're not into recent music, Dom.
No, I feel like I am too old for Drake, to be honest.
You're not too old for Drake.
No, I'm mentally too much of a pensioner for that sort of music.
You listen to Celtic music.
I do. And there's my mum,
which
Judy
is like
Faith.
Bagpipes and stuff. In case you've never heard of that before.
Bagpipes, fiddles, violins.
And your mum?
Yeah. My mum's blasting this in the car.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to...
Your mum's cooler than you.
My mum is absolutely cooler than me. There's no doubt about that.
Well, to be fair, though, it's not a super high bar.
Okay,
It's like, if she didn't listen to Celtic music, she's cooler than you already.
It surprised the whole family, though, because she says that they play it every time she's in at the hairdresser at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
She said she found the song through Shazam. She Shazammed it.
She's hitting so many young people things here.
I know, and she's right on to Drake now. I wouldn't be surprised if whenever Drake's next in Australia, Mum's in the mosh pit. It's not outrageous at this stage to say that.
Mum's in the mosh pit sounds like a Facebook group. Yep. Where they all talk about how much they love going in the mosh.
We should train up some mums to go in, just to keep mosh pits safe and regulated. Train up some mums.
With some band-aids.
Yeah, like a charity, Mums in the Mosh Pit.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. That's a non-for-profit Zach and I are going to start Mums in the Mosh Pit. But what we want to do on the back of this, 131060, what is your mum doing that's young? Maybe how is your mum cooler than you? It could be as well. Because this, I hope I'm not the only one in this situation who has a mum who has started doing something that makes them feel old.
Producer Michael's mum recently got a tattoo.
Yeah.
She didn't have any other tattoos. It wasn't like this wasn't adding to a long line of tattoos she had throughout her life.
Yeah.
Just as a mum, you know, kids have grown up, left the house, decided to go get a tattoo.
I mean, Michael's in his mid-20s. He doesn't have any tattoos.
Yep.
He doesn't have anything like that.
We had Bryce contact us on Instagram, Dom.
Yeah.
His mum loves using Snapchat.
Oh, no.
Filters.
Oh, no. Mum.
Sending the puppy dog.
Yeah. No, Mum, get off Snapchat. Mum shouldn't be allowed on Snapchat. That should be a question when you get on Snapchat. Maybe at least mums of adult children. Yeah. Younger mums can be on Snapchat. But if you're a mum of adult children, when you sign up for Snapchat, you should be banned.
131060, what young thing is your mum doing? You take
young mums. Young mums, we have Kate in Brisbane. What does your mum do, Kate?
She flosses the dance.
Oh, she doesn't floss, does she? You've got a mum that flosses...
She flosses while cleaning her teeth and while she dances as well.
Okay, so I saw Koshy on Sunrise floss recently. Now, yep. I thought that was probably when flossing died. Can you tell me that, Kate, is that the only dance move your mum has adopted or has she gone into the others?
She dabs on occasion. She's...
An occasional dabber. She dabbles in dabbing.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, every now and again.
Your mum's dabbed as well, hasn't she?
My mum has dabbed. My mum.
What's up with mum's dabbing?
I don't know.
We can all stop dabbing, please.
Please.
There's been enough. I thought it was over a few years ago.
I thought so as well. But I think the moment your mum starts dabbing's gone for good.
We have Daniel in Brisbane. How's your mum young, Daniel?
Well, it's not my mother. It's my mother's mother. So my 74-year-old grandmother loves dubstep music.
Oh,
my
74
Italian-year-old grandmother loves dubstep.
Wow. That is amazing. Any particular artist, Daniel, that she's into?
Yeah, there's a few because she lives up in Cairns, but usually when I come down here, my car's got a pretty decent sound system and she just always asks to play with it. Yeah. There was one incident, because I've got a V8, there was one incident at the traffic light. she told me to turn it on and the guy next to me tried to sort of hoon with me. She put the window down, pumped, like the music was pumping. She gave the bloke next to us the finger. And away we go. And it's honestly the funniest thing you've ever seen. She just loves it. I don't know why, but she does.
That would have been amazing to be the person in the car next to Daniel and his grandma.
With the heavily tinted windows. You can't see who's in the car. And it's a 75-year-old woman.
I think I've only been given the finger once or twice in my life. Never buy a 74-year-old grandmother loving dubstep music.
No.
That's new. We have Taylor in Melbourne on 131060. Taylor, what young thing does your mum do?
I found out my mum's on Tinder.
Oh, okay. Mum's on Tinder. I mean, that's a different
How did you find out, Taylor?
One of my friend's older brothers matched with her on Tinder.
I thought it was going to be a match.
Yeah, and this
and that's not the way to find out.
I mean, when you're calling a friend's mum Mrs. and then their last name, you don't want to be opening a Tinder conversation. Hello, Mrs. Brown. did they go on a date, Taylor? Was there much of a conversation?
Oh, apparently he sent a one-liner as a joke, and then she unmatched him and deleted the app. So I was like, no, this is so bad.
You've been caught out.
Caught out on Tinder. Well, I had no idea. It turns out the middle-aged mums of Australia might be cooler than me, Zach, all of them collectively.
Easily.
Well, they dab, they listen to dubstep, they're on Tinder.
Yep.
And can I just say, they're unmatching on Tinder too. They're not desperate. They're owning Tinder.
That's already a step above you, Dom. You'd never be unmatching.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson can't believe the price of McFlurries.
Darn right, it's too damn high. It's absolutely unjustified and it's ridiculous.
Also, Bindi Irwin has loved Ninja Warrior this year.
I can't believe just the amount of fun and joy that I have had throughout this entire season. I mean, I feel like I've grown as an individual.
And Donald Trump revealed how many attractive women he's liked photos of on social media.
I would tell you, I think I'll soon be over 50 million people between Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and, you know, the different things.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so affordable to get into the Collective Noun forum, Zach. All it is ever going to cost you is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes, leave that 5-star rating, and then you are into the forum. You can write whatever you want and roam to your heart's content.
Who do we have frolicking this fine eve?
Firstly, Zach, we are very excited to welcome in Matty and Marty into the Collective Noun forum. They've just said they've been listening to the last 6 months of podcasts non-stop at work and felt compelled to stop by the Park Forum just to say hello to everyone else here.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Special mention to anyone who listens to the podcast at work.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Absolutely. Would you say that listening to this podcast is an act of rebellion against a broken democracy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We're rising up and we're leading it. The Collective Noun Forum, we do have a room where we talk about uprisings.
Yeah, we do.
And you can leave your name down if you'd like to rage against the machine.
Well, someone did ask me, actually, because obviously the Collective Noun Forum, Zach, is in international waters, whether we are a democracy, whether we're a monarchy. How do we run? What's our policy?
10% of everything.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's Zach's right. And that does mean 10% of some of the ideologies aren't great.
Our political system is the same as what I used to do at the free refills at Sizzler. Right. Just a little bit of Sprite, a little bit of Coke, a little bit of raspberry, mix them all together.
It's an ideological buffet.
Yeah.
Really, which is
that. You used to do that. What? So disgusting.
Well, why is it disgusting? That was why you'd go to Sizzler.
To mix all the drinks together.
I genuinely once, I remember turning to a friend once when we were at Sizzler being like, why don't Schweppes release this as a drink? They're idiots.
It was like brown.
It was never a good colour. I'll give you that. The colouring was never great. But geez, you felt like you were some sort of young bartender the way you're able to do it.
Yeah.
Well, welcome in Maddie and Marty. Next up we have Emma Hannah 123 in the Collecting Down Forum with the title, and I'll tell you what, this title excites me, McCain's Shaker Fries.
Hello?
Yes, my exact reaction. Emma says, I'm a long-time listener, first-time visitor to the forum. Welcome on board, Emma. Firstly, I'd just like to put in my application to become the manager of the horse stables that are in the forum now. I have 11 horses of my own and feel more than qualified to fill the position.
Yeah, you got the job.
Got the job, Emma.
Don't even have to put an application in. No. Take your paper back.
Yeah, that's it. Well, no one else has applied, Emma. So no. It's all yours.
If you've seen a horse, you're more qualified than us because it's been a while. Although we did come across that manure today that we think was from a horse, remember?
That's true, when we were filming that video.
Yeah.
Just randomly, just one lot of horse manure.
What wasn't that random? I mean, we were in a slightly country area.
Oh, I suppose so, but I wouldn't think there'd just be horses rollicking through this area every day.
No.
Well, anyway, Emma, who is now our horse stables manager, welcome on board, Emma, has gone on to say that we have an issue, apparently. McDonald's have been robbed. McCain's have made their own version of Shaker Fries that you can buy in supermarkets, and I need to hear what Mr. Shaker Fries has to say about it.
Yeah.
It's obviously me, Mr. Shaker Fries. Did love McDonald's Shaker Fries. Emma says, if we could have his rating before we put our faith into this product, it would be good.
That's a great idea.
Love to hear from an expert before I make the purchase.
Let's go tomorrow to the supermarket and get some. Do McCain's give you a bag to shake it in?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they're already seasoned and you microwave them or something or oven them. That's possible. Do you know what? I've just realized.
But if there's no shaking, are they Shaker Fries?
This could be the very first ever collaboration between Mr. Shaker Fries and the desk chef. That's what I'm thinking here.
That's interesting.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we'd have to get on the phone to the desk chef.
Of course we would.
And ask them if they're available.
They might not be available tomorrow night. I mean, I don't know what their schedule's like.
Reminds me, actually, we haven't heard from the desk chef in a while.
Mm.
We should. We see what he's up to.
We should see what the desk
chef can come in.
And look, obviously, please do send through a dear desk chef if you do have any requests for the desk chef. Always open to requests, isn't he? I mean, I don't know. You know him much better than me.
Yeah, I think he'd be open to requests, right. Especially detailed ones that go into details how to do the thing that you want achieved. Right. He really loves those ones.
Great. Well, look, if you have anything you'd like to be able to cook at your desk, leave a review and say, dear desk chef, here's what I'd like to see happen.
Using the idea is to use things you can find in the office kitchen.
Yeah, that's the idea. Well, if desk chef and Mr. Shaker Fries united, that would be like an Avengers-style two superheroes from their own universes coming together to conquer a big food challenge.
Well, it's like Ant-Man versus the Wasp-Man or whatever that movie is out at the moment.
I think it's just Ant-Man versus Wasp or something like that.
It's not.
I don't think it's Wasp-Man.
Is it a human-sized wasp? Does Paul Rudd just get the mortine out?
It's a much shorter film.
It's just an annoying barbecue where they're just waving away from their face.
Have you seen any of the Ant-Man films?
No, I like Paul Rudd, though.
Yeah, so do I. Never seen Ant-Man. I'm half-tended. Apparently, they're making an Aquaman film as well. Mm. So I kind of feel like we're getting to the B-grade superheroes
now. Oh, we're getting
low. We are. I mean, they've done enough Batman and Superman. They're getting lower and lower.
Aquaman? I think they're making that up. Do you remember Aquaman?
Of course I remember Aquaman.
What do you remember Aquaman from?
I remember when I used to play superheroes with my friends, I had to be Aquaman.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, because they would take Superman and Batman and Spider-Man,
and
I'd very quickly become Aquaman. Yeah. But that
and what was
me.
Aquaman's powers?
Well, no one knew because there had been no Aquaman cartoons when we were kids. So
I
no one really
Aquaman
knew.
Aquaman was probably able to stay in water for long periods of time without getting fingers wrinkly. I mean, it's amazing power. It doesn't do much to fight crime.
I think Aquaman might have had gills. That's what I'm thinking. Breathe underwater. That'd be a pretty cool superpower.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, though, like, how much further? Is this the bottom of the barrel of superheroes?
Can we just, for one moment,
touch
on how insane gills are?
What do you mean?
They can breathe underwater.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have a think about it.
Yeah.
So they're going.
Yeah.
And they're staying alive underwater. They never come up.
Are you talking about fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no.
Or Aquaman, or anyone with gills.
It is impressive. I mean, here's a question for you. Gills or wings? Which would you rather?
Wings, 100%.
Why?
Because I want to fly.
Okay, well, I'll take gills, thanks.
Yeah. Well, gills, yeah, because you're Aquaman.
Gills would be incredible. I could swim to New Zealand.
Yeah, I could fly to New Zealand.
Well, that's a good point. And no, normally, the like birds eat fish, don't they? So generally, I can see you picking me out of the water.
I would too. It'd be like, well, old friendships put aside.
We're in the food chain now.
Some people would believe, you know, because in reincarnation, you know, you come back as an animal.
Yep.
What happens if you come across a friend?
That's a good
and
point.
And you're at different levels of the food chain.
Oh, if you eat me in reincarnation, I'm going to be filthy.
You're going to be so mad at me. We need a code word. Because I'm not going to recognize you.
Okay, well, if you're like an eagle or something, and you come across like, I don't know, like a guinea pig. and the guinea pig like scratches, I don't know, a bottle of milk in the dirt. You know, that's me.
Okay.
Don't eat me. Okay.
I'll pass you.
And any other listeners of the podcast, if you end up reincarnated into an animal above me on the food chain, the symbol of milk is that this is Dom. Don't eat me. That's really something they didn't think with the TV show Animorphs, isn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't plan out where you'd be on the food chain on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is all we got time for in the Collected Noun Forum tonight. Went to some interesting places, but you know, that's you never know what you're going to get in the forum. That's the policy. If you do want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review and read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google searches.
Yep.
You don't know what we found.
No.
You don't know what we're going to read out. But what you do need to do is explain why you Googled what you Googled.
What do you got for me tonight, Zach?
Your first Google search was Thursday at 2:12 p.m. How to get interviewed for the Street Talk part of the newspaper. Let it never be said that Dom didn't aim high in life. What a goal.
You know the bit I'm talking about.
Yeah, the bit in the back of the paper.
Yeah.
Where they'll have an issue of the day.
Yeah.
And then they'll have five people. It'll be like,
I don't know. Maybe it might be something like, what's your McDonald's order?
And it'll be like, Dom, CBD.
Yeah.
And there'll be a picture of you and you'll be like, I love the filet of fish.
Sure.
Can't go past it.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Why do you want to be in that?
Well, how do they cast them? How do they find them?
A journalist goes to the bottom floor, probably the food court of the building they're in, and picks five people.
I would just love to apply to be in it. I'm happy to go to
You don't have to apply. You just have to be in the position they're taking.
Yeah, but they don't announce where they're going to do it
the next day.
No,
that's the idea.
What if I went to the newspaper's offices? If I went to the front desk and said, I want to be in the Street Talk section.
Why don't you contact the local newspaper and say that? Say, where are you going to be tomorrow? Can I be in it?
That's not a bad idea. We could try that and say, I really want to be in your segment.
Yeah.
Where can I meet you?
Yeah.
Or I could just rock up to reception and say it. And
do you feel like you have opinions that people need to hear?
No, I just think it'd be really cool. Do you know what I mean? And I reckon I'd give an interesting perspective.
You are aware that your job is to talk on the radio.
I do get that. Yeah. What's your point?
Well, any opinions you want to share in the back of the paper, you could share now.
That's a good point. I'm just saying, I reckon it'd be a bit of fun. I reckon it could be my big break.
This could be your next big break as well.
Sure.
Friday at 3:04 a.m. How much do garbage truck drivers earn?
Well,
always keeping these options open.
No, I remember being a kid, and I don't know if your parents told you this as well. My parents told me that garbage truck drivers get paid a fortune. Like, I remember that was a big thing growing up, because I was always like, that would probably smell, that job. Like, why would you want to do that? And I remember mum and dad being like, they pay them so well, right? And my perception was that the garbage truck drivers were like rolling in it like millionaires, right? That this was the upper class, the elite of society. I looked it up. It's like normal casual wages.
I'm very confused why your parents told you that they were getting paid like millionaires.
Well, because they said you got to get up early. It's a smelly job. And I was like, yeah, no, I can understand. You'd want to be properly compensated for that.
Also, I imagine most little kids, like they love running out and looking at the garbage truck.
Yeah.
I would think that you're an outlier to think I don't want to do that. Don't most little kids want to become a garbage truck driver?
To be honest, it was the early mornings that put me off. Yeah. I mean, they'd have to leave home at like 4:30, 5 a.m. I reckon. That's pretty early. Also, you know how the other week I Googled do posties take the post bike home?
Yeah.
Do you reckon garbage truck drivers take the garbage truck home?
Have you ever seen one in a McDonald's drive-thru? picking up their Big Mac with the arm.
But anyway, look, I don't think I'm going to go down that path. It's not as lucrative as I'd first hoped.
The last thing you Googled was Saturday at 2:04 a.m. Are acrostic poems considered high art?
Okay. Well, what happened?
Is for art. R is for regal. T is for teaching.
Right.
Art.
No, what happened was I was reading, there's like a poetry website I got linked to, right? And by a friend of mine who's into poetry. And on the front page, they had like, there was a sonnet there. It was quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the next to that was like an acrostic poem. And I was like, I didn't realize these were considered in the same class.
They're not.
No, they're not, no. From what I found from Google.
What did you think? That you'd walk into a museum, you'd see acrostic poems, maybe a few finger paintings, some macaroni necklaces?
Well, my thinking was, like, writing good poetry is hard. Hmm. That's not... I don't think I could ever be a good poet in the terms of, like, proper poetry. But if you could get into that club through acrostic poems, I reckon I could do that.
What would you do?
What do you mean for an acrostic poem? I could do an acrostic poem on garbage trucks.
Do you want to do one now? What's T? It's for truck.
T is for truck. There we go. R is for raking it in for their money.
U is for...
I've run out of ideas. This is harder than I thought.
You can't be a garbo or a poet.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, over the weekend, I was out for dinner at a burger place with some friends, and I noticed that sitting a few booths across from us was a girl I went to high school with. Haven't seen her in around about a decade mm-hmm. since we graduated. And not just any girl, but probably one of my first major crushes. So this is the girl I used to, all through grade 9, I would listen to Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles on loop and dream of a potential future.
What's that song
future.
Again? Sorry, can you remind me how it
I'm
goes?
Not singing 1,000. You know exactly the song I'm talking about.
What happens if there's someone listening out there who doesn't remember? We need our memories jogged.
It's like piano. She plays a beautiful piano and she sings... And I would walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
Yeah, I remember it.
Great. And I just want to make this very clear that I've stated this legally. I do not give you permission to use that of me singing there in any other context apart from what it was just used.
Guys, if you stay tuned over the next couple of weeks, you're definitely going to hear that growl.
The point is, I hadn't seen this girl since high school.
Yeah.
And there's a little part of me that thought, well, you know what? It didn't work back then. But maybe, you know what, we're nearly a decade on now, we've grown up, we've both lived our lives, I've made something of myself with this little late night show, Zach. Maybe the sparks could fly again, fire up Vanessa Carlton.
Oh no, you didn't.
I didn't, well, no.
You
what
went
I thought,
over and chatted to her, did you?
No, I thought what I'll do, because she was going to have to walk past me to get out of the place, yeah. Right? And I was like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just wait, and she's going to walk past me, we're going to have eye contact, we're going to chat, who knows what might happen.
She's going to say, Dom, jeez, you've really grown up.
Yeah.
Look at that jawline, that really popped out.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what you think?
Not necessarily.
No, I'm going to say think that you did. Anyway, so what happened is I'm waiting there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, and, you know, she looks like she's wrapping up, but she's just not leaving for whatever reason. And I'm like, all right, well, clearly she's going to be here a while. I go to the bathroom. Come out from the bathroom and my friends say, oh yeah, she left when you was in the bathroom. You were in the bathroom.
You got to take your shot when you have it, Dom.
Well, my concern is, it's possible that was just when she chose to leave.
Yeah.
My concern is
out.
That when I see a girl who I had a crush on and think of Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 miles, yeah. She also has a moment of recognizing me and going,
oh, I don't want to talk to Dom.
It's Dom Faye.
That guy from high school.
The guy who'd always sing 1,000 miles around me. Anyway, so
1,000 miles is the distance she wants to have between you and her.
Yeah, no, I don't think that one's a goer, unfortunately. That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.